I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drumroll please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
What's upset you now?
I'm in Harrogate. I'm sort of doing a run of gigs up north. And like the first night I stayed in a easy hotel.
What, as in EasyJet?
Having now stayed in it, I think of EasyJet fame. I think the only people that had it easy in that hotel were the people that built it, because it was a horrendous experience. There was no surfaces in there. There was nothing to put anything on. There was just a bed and a shower pod. There was not even any hooks. You couldn't hang, there was nowhere to hang your towel. I had to leave the door open to hang my door on the corner of the towel. I've got some photos of it. There was two coat hangers, but they were like cast iron, as if they were like in a children's playground. They were kind of attached to this thing. So they didn't move. They were removable coat hangers, orange, easy gel orange. Gosh.
Coat hangers that don't move.
No, they were just fit. They were part of this thing.
That's like someone that's cast and like an evil spell on the hotel, and someone's describing what the evil spell has done, and they're saying the coat hangers don't even move anymore since the spell.
Yeah, exactly. It was awful. And then just a bed. And this is the thing. All these budget hotels always bang on about how comfortable the beds are, aren't they? That's the only thing they've got. I'll tell you what, though. The beds are supposed to be amazing. And in fairness, it wasn't amazing. The bed that I stayed in last night. Well, anyway, so that was Thursday. No, what night is it tonight?
No idea.
Whatever night that was. Worst hotel I've ever.
It's Easter, isn't it?
It is. Happy Easter. It's Good Friday. It's not quite Easter yet, is it? It's like Christmas Eve. It's weird, isn't it? Because Good Friday, Easter Sunday, then you've got a normal day in the middle. I think Christmas should start thinking about starting to do that. Have Boxing Day, then another normal day, then Christmas Day, like Easter do. I think they should follow in Easter's footsteps.
this actually occurred to me. But it will be of no surprise to you that I don't really understand Easter. I don't really get it. But like you say, there's a day, it's called Good Friday, then there's a couple of normal days, then there's another day. Okay. But I'm about to make what I think is a very obvious point, but it's a point that I've never heard anyone else make. I'm going to make it, right. And you're going to tell me that you've heard it, you've thought it. It's obvious, but
right.
If this geezer, right, this fucking lad, lad Bible, the
this
lad
boy.
From the Bible,
oh,
this
yeah.
boy,
very nice.
Right? If this guy doesn't fucking, if he doesn't drop dead on a crucifix, right?
Yes.
We work the whole way through the year. No
very
holiday.
Good part. Very
no
good
holiday.
Point.
You fucking work. Work. What's the bit? It's December the 25th. Who gives a fuck? No one's died. Get to work, bitch.
Just loads of people wondering why all of a sudden they really fancy turkey. Just going, I don't know what it is. I'm not hankering for turkeys. I don't care, mate.
Exactly.
These boxes aren't
going
to fill themselves.
Exactly. Just got no fucking break. But this guy, they talk about sacrifice. Well, they're just like sacrifice for your sins.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with sin. Sacrifice so you get a little breather in this fucking hellish ride that is life.
Yeah.
Little breather. There you go.
It's a weird one, isn't it? Yes.
Very weird.
It's a very good point. It's because it's sort of, it's not on the scale of Christmas, is it? Nowhere near. But
no.
It doesn't fuck around. You know, the supermarkets are shut. It's still treated with the same reverence as Christmas Day. You know, you go, you wake up and realise you've forgotten something. You're fucked till Bank Holiday Monday, mate. Well, those shops are shut.
So going back to me going, I don't fucking understand Easter. The shops shut, they're not shut today, are they?
No, not today. Today, I would say, would be a probably scaled back service. I think today's probably Sunday hours. Sunday is
it's fucking weird that football is on at 3 p.m. today, on a Friday. That is weird.
It's good, though.
It's Good Friday, mate.
Yeah, it is Good Friday.
That's why where do you think it got its name?
And what I will also say,
someone went, tell you what, no work today. Football at 3 p.m. This is good.
If you are of that persuasion,
it's Good Friday.
This is the greatest weekend of the year
of your life.
Tie one on. You finish your work on Thursday. You're basically getting Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. So you got 4 nights where you don't have to get up for work. Just out of nowhere, really, because you forget. It's not like you don't have to run up. You know, you don't hear people going, bloody hell, Easter starts earlier and earlier every year. None of that. It comes out of nowhere. People don't know when it is. It's not on the same weekend every year.
Totally.
It's bloody Easter this weekend.
So, exactly. And you go, and as well, Because it's not on the same weekend every year, and you're not quite sure where it is. It's like a few weeks ago, you're like, "All right, there's a chocolate egg. So something's coming.
Something's happening. There's
a chocolate, and it'll just start like you'll see like an egg in the corner of your eye, with a month to go, and then suddenly you walk into Tesco's. Fuck me, a chocolate chicken has been laying some.
I know, yeah. Do you go in for the chocolate? Are you...
No interest.
Oh, really?
Absolutely no interest. No. Don't believe in it. Go on.
That's... Mikey, hello, but first and foremost.
Hello. No, I don't have any interest in the eggs. I don't really know why we eat eggs.
Exactly. Chocolate eggs.
Chocolate eggs. I like normal eggs, yeah.
Yeah, you don't have normal eggs for Easter, though, do you? You're not like it's Easter, I'm going to have a normal egg.
Well, I might do just.
I mean, that's a sort of like boho kind of like, we don't have chocolate eggs here. We just have poached eggs.
Yeah,
it's Oxford. It's very Oxford.
What is the Easter equivalent of like Scrooge? Because if that's you're like, oh, question. I don't.
Who's
do the
Christmas
snowman.
Baddie? Because they've got Grinch.
It's Judas.
Yeah, but I mean on a more kind of mainstream sort of cartoony kind of.
You've not heard of Judas the chicken? No, Judas the fox. Fox,
Judas
wouldn't it be a fox?
The fox. The Easter Baddie is definitely a fox, isn't it?
Judas the fox.
Roaming around, nicking people's Christmas, Easter joy. But it is, yeah, no, it's, I mean, that was obviously historically what I'd always just go, oh my God, this is amazing. And then you just sort of get to, it's one of those where you get to Sunday and you're like, oh God, we go again.
Hello, I'm Marcus Brigstock.
And I'm Rachel Paris.
This is How Was It For You, a review-based podcast.
We're going to be asking each other, how was it for you?
It was pretty good, Rachel.
About all sorts of different things.
Things we've eaten.
Things we've seen.
Places we've been.
Things we've smelled.
People we've met sometimes. We'll have to talk about them without giving away who they were.
And that will be the challenge you as a listener can enjoy.
Exactly.
You can get all of the episodes
in the places where podcasts are.
Just to come back to the Easy Hotel. I mean, there was nowhere.
Oh shit! Yes,
there was nowhere to put your stuff.
Right.
So I walked in and I'm like, "Well, where?"
They didn't even have like an overhead cupboard.
There was nothing. There was no. I mean, I'm like, well, I have to put my bag on the floor and then my other bag on top of that bag. There wasn't even a bedside cabinet. There was no surface.
A double decker bag.
It was
you had to put your bag on top of a bag, a double-decker bag.
It was all floor and bed. A double-decker bag is exactly what I had to do. It was just all floor or bed. It was floor and bed. That was it.
Is Mikey, are you doing what I'm doing when Paul's describing this Easy Hotel? Is because the kind of marketing, the way we understand the Easy brand is basically, even though I'm kind of aware of this Easy Hotel, it's just the plane. So in my head, there's not just like, oh, it's the same branding. It's like... It's like, it's basically like an easy jet themed hotel. So you go into the room and there's
that would have been fun.
The chair at the desk, if there was a desk, which obviously there's not, but if there was, it would be like an aeroplane seat. And the bed, would be an aeroplane seat, but it's gone all the way back.
Yeah, that's not what I'm picturing.
That would have been fun, Sean. And no. Basically, okay. I don't know much about the kind of ethos of this hotel, but what I do know is they don't want you to have fun.
Okay, well, what do you mean? How much fun are you having at other hotels?
Well, in the hotel I'm in at the moment,
yeah.
For example,
okay.
I mean, it is a lovely old, I mean, I'm in Harrogate. For a start, which yeah. is a lovely kind of, is it a spa fun. Town? It feels like it is. Yeah. It's got, it's like Bath.
Famously far.
But I'm just sort of like, I could go out, there's a lovely little row of coffee shops next to me, you know.
Now you're talking start, my language, yeah.
It's not in Leeds for a start. No offence to anyone from Leeds, but it is a shithole. I mean, no offence to anyone that lives in Leeds, but it is fucking horrible. No, I'm joking. It seems like a nice place. Couldn't wait to get out yeah. there. But that was just more hotel based. But Harrogate, you know, it's got a tartan headboard. The bed, I'm telling you now, I think that's probably it's in the top 10 most comfortable beds I've ever slept in. And they're not banging on about it. You don't go, oh, come here and stay. Our beds are amazing. Because there's so much other stuff. Lovely bathroom. An array of surfaces. There's like a nice little Chesterfield chair in the corner and a round table. I sat there last night and had a chicken shawarma while I watched Trainspotting. That's the sort of fun I'm having here, Sean. Does that not sound like fun to you? I sat in a Chesterfield chair, ate a chicken shawarma, and watched Trainspotting. If that's not fun, tell me what is.
Can we have your room number? We're coming up. Me and Mikey are leaving now. We're on our way. Okay,
fucking hell.
Good.
I mean, I wouldn't have been able to do that in Easy Hotel. There was nowhere to put my laptop. I've never stayed in a bring your own table hotel before. BYOT. You know, they've got bring your own booze restaurants. This is a bring your own table hotel. So anyway, that was Leeds.
It's something it doesn't bug me, but it confuses me. I was staying in a hotel last night. I've always thought this. Why do they just, if you walk through a hotel, there'll just be a random chair in the hallway.
Mm. You do occasionally see people sat on them.
No, you fucking don't. You've never seen anyone sat in those chairs.
I have. I mean, I don't know if this is, yeah.
Fucking hell, you are staying in a fun hotel.
Mate.
You've seen someone sat in those chairs. You are having a good time.
I'm going to give it a shout out just in case anyone knows it. It's the White Hart Hotel in Harrogate, and it's got Badger Burger downstairs. I tell you what.
Badger Burger.
What's good about this? The fact that it's called the White Hart Hotel and Badger Burger, it's actually underselling how good it is. I turned up and was like, well, what's this all about? And I got in and I was like,
what's this all about? You can imagine a film. Paul turns up to the hotel. He looks up. The camera zooms into his face. Right, what's this all about? Let's have a look. Straight through the revolving doors. Okay.
No revolving doors, sadly. But I mean, that's sort of part of his charm. It's all. I'll tell you what it is. It's like it reminds me of Edinburgh and Bath. It's all very nice stone. So like you go downstairs and it's all kind of like it feels solid. Really high ceilings.
High ceilings. Yes.
It's a lovely hotel. I've had a really good time. I'm sad to leave.
I've been off to two nights
in the Jury's Inn in Middlesbrough.
Okay. But not the Jury's Inn, not the end of the world.
Oh, no. Good. Yeah. A solid, good standard of hotel, yeah.
Yes.
Don't need to talk about how good their beds are. I'm sure there'll be tables in there. There'll be somewhere to put my bag. I don't ask for much. Sometimes you turn up at a hotel and you have to accept that it's not going to be, you're not going to enjoy your stay. This is functional. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to be able to shower. And that's all right. But, you know.
Do you know what I hate? Shower and a bath can fuck off. In hotels. Have a renovate. Like, get this fucking sorted. We're at shower stage now. Like, you have to, you have to get rid of the bath. If you want a bath as well as a shower, two thumbs up. Brilliant. I'm here for it. Not the shower in the bath. What about climbing into a bath for a shower? Are you not with me?
I am, but I mean, I've got that in my house. So no, it's
that's,
sort of
that's
like...
different. I've got that in my house. That's cool. That's right. Your house.
Yes.
That's fine. That's absolutely fine. That's what I've got. In a hotel, it's not acceptable. Standing in a bath.
Yeah.
It's just something wrong. I don't know. Is anyone having a bath in a hotel?
Yes. My wife, for a start. And also, like, what about these hotels where they've got a bath in the bedroom?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know those ones?
Yeah.
I just think it's fucking weird. There's nothing sexy about it. Just go and have a bath in the bathroom. I want to watch the final scores.
I can't tell if you're staying in a 5-star hotel or a 1-star hotel. If there is a bath in the bedroom. And then, so I stayed in these hotels where there's a toilet next to the bed with a bath at the other end. So that was, of course, just a 15-minute snippet of What's Upset You Now. If you want to listen to the entire hour, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/WUYN.
I got so excited then I almost signed up myself and then realised I don't need to. Patreon.com/WUYN.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work for some reason, you could just tap in the link in the bio.
There we go.
Hello, I'm Marcus Brigstock.
And I'm Rachel Paris.
This is How Was It For You, a review-based podcast.
We're going to be asking each other, how was it for you?
It was pretty good, Rachel.
About all sorts of different things.
Things we've eaten.
Things we've seen.
Places we've been.
Things we've smelled.
People we've met sometimes. We'll have to talk about them without giving away who they were.
And that will be the challenge you as a listener can enjoy.
Exactly.
You can get all of the episodes
in the places where podcasts are.
Hello, I'm Tim Reed. You probably don't know me as the creator and writer of sitcoms like Peter Kay's Car Share and Meet the Richardsons, because I write shows with other people's names in the title. Not anymore. Welcome to my new podcast, Fist of Firsts with Tim Reed. In Fist of Firsts, I'll be chatting to the biggest names in comedy about the pivotal first steps in their careers and their creative process. Fist of Firsts with me, Tim Reed. Find it wherever you get your pods.